A reading from 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, verse 24, to the 10th chapter, verse 22. Do you not know that in a race all runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. For I want you to know, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things took place as examples for us, that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not be idolaters as some of them were, as it is written, "The people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play." We must not indulge in sexual immorality as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test as some of them did and were destroyed by serpents, nor grumble as some of them did and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to sensible people. Judge for yourselves what I say. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. Consider the people of Israel. Are not those who eat the sacrifices participants in the altar? What do I imply then? That food offered to idols is anything, or that an idol is anything? No, I imply that what pagans sacrifice, they offer to demons and not to God. I do not want you to be participants with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake in the table of the Lord and the table of demons. Shall we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Chip Winter, Christ Lutheran Church, Norfolk, Nebraska.
It's been a long time since I trained as any kind of a competing athlete. I enjoyed the opportunities of growing up in small-town America, where you could take part in each season of sports, as well as the fine arts in high school. We weren't locked into a particular sport at an early age, nor did we have club sport teams year-round. But that being said, staying in shape was important, and it was a good deal easier at that age than it is now. Today, I continue to exercise. It's a regimen of some load-bearing work to keep my bones strong and some cardio work for, God willing, longevity. Also, at this age, I'm much more consistent about what I consume, both in terms of content and portions. So when St. Paul emphasizes the training of the athlete in his letter to the Corinthians, I understand his illustration for the Christian life. Such training was described by the recent star of the United States Women's World Cup soccer champions, Carly Lloyd, when she said that each practice she intended to, quote, empty the tank, close quote. Such exertions allowed her and her teammates to be in such good physical shape that their endurance and energy levels were superior to all they faced in the FIFA World Cup this summer. For the life of a Christian, St. Paul encourages the same discipline. We are to keep our lives emotionally, physically, spiritually under control. Our walk, in line with the will of God, is meant by repetition to become second nature, like the combat readiness of our military personnel or the footwork of a professional athlete. Such discipline, such practice, is a part of the way of escape provided by God when temptation overtakes us. The habituation of virtue in everyday experiences helps us to walk straight and true, carrying our cross and following our Lord when the larger crises come as well. Thankfully, the full escape from temptation, trial, and failure in sin has been provided by our God in the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ Jesus. Baptized into him, we live by faith in the forgiveness his blood purchased on the cross. We have a fellowship with him now, as well as in the life of the world to come. This world, this generation, would pull us away from him. Just as St. Paul describes the people of God in the Old Testament, we face the temptations to be away from the God who made us and who further remade us in Christ Jesus. But that's not where we are meant to be, nor should we want to be. There's grave and eternal danger there. But even better than the fear of leaving our God, we have hope and joy. What peace, what comfort we have to be with the one who loves us with a deep, abiding love, now and always. Amen.
We thank Pastor Chip Winter for this meditation on God's Word.